I can't see it. Yeah, blocking by the pillar. What? I see. Is the AC on? It's coming out hot. It's not coming out cold. What's it? Where's the shut off? What did you put it on? The 27? What is it doing? What? -27 you put it,
yeah?
16? Yeah. Shift over, come closer. So I have a friend who lives in New York in five towns. I forgot which town. And he has a house in Yerushalayim. And he comes in B'Sholosh Regalim. And he keeps 1.5 days. There's a whole Shiloh since he comes B'Sholosh Regalim. He keeps 1.5 days. Moitza Simchas Torah. He made a very big kiddush for the, what's that yeshiva called? Pragers, guys. And right away after Moitza Simchas Torah, he flew back. The next time he's coming back to Eretz Yisrael, Hanukkah, he always goes every year somewhere else, like exotic places, not like out of the box places. Leil HaSeder, he has already 2 married kids, but he still goes to his shver in Toronto for Leil HaSedorim. And right away after Moitza Yom Tov Rishon, he comes to his house in Yerushalayim. And I want to know when he has to do Bedikas Chametz. Because he got a psak that on Moitza Simchas Torah, before he leaves, he has to do Bedika with a bracha and a ner and make a bracha al bir chametz on Moitza Simchas Torah. That's what his psak was. And he wanted to know if that was the right psak. There's a story, actually, one time he came, and when he came Chol HaMoed Pesach, it was very close to Shabbos, and he found chametz from the Kiddush. Long story, but the question is, that's the Zesig of Kaifan Olav Esakli, but that was the previous Zesig, we already did that. I'm talking about the Din of Shloshim Yoim. This was the Shaila. Now, one more Shaila. The past few years, he decided he doesn't want to fly to Toronto. He likes 3 days before Pesach to drive. They make it into a road trip. He finally gets by Yud Aleph. He finally makes it to the Shver. But Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, he's on the road. And he has a bungalow. Not a bungalow. He has a summer house.
Show me.
What? So he wanted to know. He stopped off there. He stopped off there on Yud Aleph Nisan. And his Rav told him he has to do Bedikas Chametz. He says, I'm not going to be there. I'm coming back in Tammuz. He says, yeah, but you stay there. He said, I didn't stay there. I went in for 2 minutes to pick up a tennis racket. He says, yeah, but you were there. And it was within 30 days. And even if it's 30 days, and it's not Daita Lachzar, but let's start the sukkah. Anyway, so the Gemara says like this, Omer Avida Marav, HaMefarish V'ayotze B'Shiyara Koydim Shloishim Yoyim Ein Zokot Levar Toik Shloishim Yoyim Zokot Levar. There's a Koydei of 30 days. When exactly is 30 days? Yudalit or Tesvav?
Yudalit?
Okay. It looks like it's a big machlaikas arishayin.
Doesn't that have to be when Haman's Gerel came out?
It could be there's such a part of the Torah, but we'll see how you reckon the 30 days. But shteito, Gemara is going to stel soon to the concept that you're supposed to be shayil v'darshin, kaitim pesach shloshim yoyim. Again, whether shloshim is yudgimel adar, yudalit adar, tesvav adar, the finer details of that we'll see. But if he left Toich Shloishim, Zokuk Levair,
Koidim Shloishim, Rosh Chodesh Adar, Rosh Hashanah, Tu B'Shvat, before, then he doesn't have to. Zokti Gemara, the Amr Abba, Yehoda Amr, Toich Shloishim, Yoyim Zokit Levar, Loi Amorin, Elishe, Daitoi Lavzor. It's only going when he's planning to come back. When is he planning to come back? When is he planning to come back?
Oh.
No. Loya Moran Elisha Daite Lachzer. He's coming back. Thomas, that's called Ein Daite. Ein Daite Lachzer doesn't mean he's never coming back. That's a different shayla. The guy's never coming back. But Daite Lachzer, it's a big machlokes mishonim. It's either he's planning to come back on Pesach, or he's planning to come back so close to Pesach that he might be miscalculating and might yet come back on Pesach. One second. I'm going to explain. If he's going to come back so close to Pesach, he might end up coming back on Pesach. So it's either he's planning to come back on Pesach or very close to Pesach. Says Abaya, only then are you chayiv to do bedika if it's within 30 days, if you're planning to come back. Abel ein daitoy lachzor, not never, you're coming back never. You're coming back, but you're coming back in Tammuz, you're coming back after Pesach, then, even though it's already 30 days, ein zokok levar. Omar le rovo, v'idaitoi lachzor, he says, what are you talking about? If you're planning to come back, again, what does daitoi lachzor mean? On Pesach, or close to Pesach within a few days? So then, I disagree with you, he says, afilu me Rosh Hashanah nami. What does it mean, Rosh Hashanah? Chof gimel nisan, abada, thank you. What? The beginning of the year. When does the year start? Vinigay, this reference of, you know, cycles, Pesach cycles. Right? And no reason to say it means Aleph Tishrei. It means from Chav Gimel Nisan. Simchas Torah also, though, is good. We're going to soon talk about it. Afilu Mirosh Hashanah Nami. Ela Omar Rovo. Hadi Amrit Kaidim Shloishim Yoyim Ein Zokog Levar. Loi Amorin Ela She'ein Daitei Lachzor. Avol Daitei Lachzor. Afilu Mirosh Hashanah Zokog Levar. The Oz, the Rava L'Tameh, the Omar Rava. Earlier we talked about a guy traveling. Now we're talking about Ha'oisei Beisei Oitzer. You're making an Oitzer in the house. So if it's Koidim Shloishim Yoyim, and you're making a storage house, you're filling up the room, not with chametz, with, I don't know, toys, with schayra, with clothes, I don't know, various other things, but it's going to be filled up from the floor to the top. So now, you don't know what's underneath. Do you have to check before you start using this room as a storage house? Koidim Shloishim Yoyim Ein Zokog Levar. Tayyik Shloishim Yoyim Zokog Levar. Koidim Shloishim Nami. Le'am Erlein Shin Daitin Lefanoisoi. That you're not planning to come back and be Mefane it. When? Before or during Pesach. Avol Daitin Lefanoisoi. Then, Afilu Koidim Shloishim Yoyim Nami. Right? It's Rosh Hashanah. But you're filling up the room with somebody you're planning to come back before Pesach. So then, Yizokog Levar. Hanik Shloishim Yoyim. I bet the Gemara is going to bring him a car. Now, if you want to know this sugya thoroughly, it's very important to stress that there's two separate machloiksim between Abaye and Rava. And Lechaira, the two separate machloiksim Abaye and Rava are not connected in Lomdus, but they're connected in Cheshbin, and I'll explain. You see, the Rebbe, Rabbi Yehuda Merav, who was a Dor, Doiris, before Abaye and Rava, said that there's a 30-day factor. There's something significant, whether you're post-Purim, we'll call it just Purim, Yadalat Tesvav, we're within 30 days of Pesach, or no, we're beyond. More, further removed from Pesach, more than 30 days. Rosh Hashanah, Chaf Gimel Nisan the year before. Rav Yehuda Merav said that, and he said it clear. Now, Abaya took that and said that the only time you chayiv in Bedika is if you have Tarti Letivusa. It's already within 30 days, and you're planning to come back. The Hainu, Leit Abaya, let's get the most extreme case where Leit Abaya, you don't have to deal with the Bedika. If you're leaving Yud Gimel Adar, it's not like it's 5 months before Pesach. You're leaving Yud Gimel Adar. And you're planning to come back when? After Pesach. When? You could say Tammuz, you could say 20 years later, you could say never planning to come back, but I want to say the bigger Chiddush. The Leit Abaya, the Baal, when you left, it wasn't yet Purim, it was Yud Gimel Adar, and you're planning to come back, Takasachakol, when are you planning to come back? What? Not before Pesach, okay, politically corrected avoidance, but when is he planning to come back? Because someone told me he's coming back Yisro Chag. I'm a little worried about Yisro Chag. It's so close to Pesach, the same way we spoke about if you're planning to come back before, you might be off by a day or two. So I want to be careful about that. You're going to be more delayed. You're not going to come back early by accident. Yeah, no one comes early by accident. Okay, fine, thank you.
with Wizz Air. They're flying already.
According to Abaya, the only time you mechayiv in bedika is if it's in 30 and daiti lachzer. Are you ready? I'm quoting the Spitz ultimate chiddush lekula Abaya. You left Yud Gimel Adar, Zachal 33 days before Pesach. You're coming back, mamish right g'noy after Pesach, not in 17 years or who knows when. And still, you walk out, you just close that door. Now, I don't get it. This chametz in the house? You know this chametz in the house? It's Yud Gimel Adar? This chametz Yidua? You just walk out of that house? Yud Gimel Adar, close the door. You know the house is full of chametz. You close the door, you say, it's not 30 days yet. I'm not planning to come back left the Pesach, and you just walk away? Is the Olam happy with that? No. What? What? You have to bittle. Oh, explain the Melitza. 1 second. It's a machlokes rishonim, but there are those that say avada abaya has to factor in that you have to do bittle. Without bittle, you can't just close the door and walk away. I'm not positive about that, but you know what? I'll go with bittle. But you know what? If you're already going with bittle, let's squeeze it out without bittle. Sneha without bittle, but let's go a little further. A guy is leaving his house. Rosh Chodesh Iyar. I mean, he's after the trauma of Pesach and everything. It's a ribber. Pesach is a ribber showing 2 weeks. I don't want to say Chav Gimel Nisan because there's no chametz in the house yet. It's Rosh Chodesh Adar, Rosh Chodesh Iyar. It's already 2 weeks after Pesach. He bought some spaghetti nitcha ma'achar. Pesach Tovshin Pei Dalet, they switched the vav, the printers, they switched the stickers. It's a bluff. But he has chametz all over the house. He's leaving Rosh Chodesh Iyar. He's not planning to come back for 4 years. And he wants to walk out. He has to do bittul. He's walking out of his house. So again, I want to know how far and how near to Knech Abaya. But again, wrap up on Abaya, there's a lot to do. The Mechayiv of Shloshim Yoyim is the tziruf of both things. Aleph, it's within 30 days. If it's Yud Gimel Adar, more than 30 days, Kaparo. It's also you're planning to come back. You're not planning to come back, not. Now, Rava argues on Abaya, and I started with this, on two separate, totally not connected in Lomdus L'chayra issues, but they're connected in Cheshbin, and I'll explain. The first thing is Rava says, Rava has a Yisoid, that if you're leaving Afilu Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah means 11.9 months before Pesach, Chav Gimel Nisan, something's Aleph Tishrei, Simchas Torah for our guy, but he knows he is coming back Pesach. He's coming back right away. It's a little bit, a few days before Pesach, and he might miscalculate. He's coming back on Pesach. My friend over here, he left Simchas Torah, he's coming back Chol HaMoed Pesach. Rava holds you have to do Bedika. Why? It's not Shloshim Yoyim. Yes, says Rava, but there's a Mechayiv of Bedika because of the Daitei Lachzar, regardless of the 30 days. And then Rava went and said, I have to say another Chiddush. Why does he have to say another Chiddush? Because he knew that his Halakha Rebbe, Rabbi Yehuda Merav, said that this is a 30-day factor. And Rava said to himself, 1 second, if I'm right, and that's what I mean in Cheshbon, Rava says, if I'm right about this Uftu, which I want to talk about now, that there's a Machlekes Abayev Rava, is there a Machayev of Bedika when you're leaving months before, but it's Daiti Lachzor, there's a Daiti Lachzor that can Machayev. So then, when did my Rebbe, Rabbi Yehuda Merav, ever say 30 days? He said it. Must be he meant something else. Must be he meant that if it's already Tezayin Adar, and you're leaving your house, you're not coming back for another year. Tezayin Adar, 30 days is a Mechayiv. Kum Techois, that's Rava's two separate Mechayiv. We have a Bayez Mechayiv of Lamed Yoyim, Bitzir of Daite Lachzor, that everybody holds of. And again, I dramatically ask, not having that, and as thin as possible, he's leaving Yud Gimel Adar, more than 30 days, and he's not coming back till like 5 days after Pesach, and he'll let it just walk away on it. So Reb Zeva is saying it's with Bittul, we'll soon see that. But then Rava comes and says, no, that Avada I agree to. But Rava says, and these are two things that Abaya argues on Rava. Rava says there's a Mechayiv of Bedika of Tchilas Hashana. The Daitei Lachzor Dike Mechayiv. And separately, there's a 30-day Dike Mechayiv, even if it's a Daitei Lachzor. Question. When you do Bedika Toich Lamed, Loid Abaya only Bitsir of Daitei Lachzor. And who had been like Rava when you're doing your Toich Lamed, even though it's not Daitei Lachzor, but it's Toich Lamed. So it's Chof Ador. A normal case, Bachram are leaving. No, that's not normal. I'm sorry, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Rosh Chodesh Nisan, a Bach is leaving, it's within 15 days. He's not planning to come back till
Rish Chodesh, you know, he wants to be back. He's not coming back till Chaf Ches Nisan to make sure he's back for the Zman. He has to do Bedika when he leaves. Rish Chodesh Nisan, he has to do Bedika. Leid Abaya, he has to do Bedika. So Leid Abaya, he could just walk out and leave his dorm room full of Chametz. Chach Bittel. I would suggest he should also do Mechira. When his father does Mechira, he should write sign in the thing, do Mechira's Chametz also. By the way, when are you going to do Bittel? Rish Chodesh Nisan, when you leave? Nah, Erev Pesach, when Allah Zugin Kol Chamira, Zogt Oichet Kol Chamira. Do you do Bedika on Arul Rish Chodesh Nisan when you're leaving that the Dira dorm thing? It's Ein Daik Elaksa. It's a Machlaik Isabai of Rav. Shulchan Aruch Pasin's like Rava. You make a Bracha? Machlaik is B'Shainim. Halacha L'maisa, no. Machlaik is B'Shainim. You use a Nair. Machlokes v'shoinim. You put 10 pieces out. Machlokes v'shoinim. This is a bedika. Now I want to know, what about the other bedika? What about my friend? He got a psak simchas Torah to do bedika with a nair and a bracha and put out 10 pieces. The whole geshichta. Why? Because the ritva brings a ra'ah and the prichadish brings such a tzad that the rabba's bedika also of daitai lachzar is also a din bedika. It's the din bedika. Who says with that on air?
Who said? Right. It's still probably best to do it at night with an air. That brother.
You know, I wasn't sure. Someone who's yet calculated to his schedule. He doesn't think he's going to deviate from his trip, and he's leaving 2-3 weeks before, and he's thinking it's kedai to do a bedika with an air. But no, he's coming back. Before Pesach, he's coming back Yedalit in the morning. He has his flight. He knows, you know, he's coming back Yedalit in the morning. I saw Pesach say. So he doesn't have to do Bedika 2-3 weeks before, or like Rava, what's it called? One second. When he'll get back Yedalit in the morning, he'll do Bedika. Promise, then he's not going to have Bedika Lara Ner. He's not going to have Bedika Lara Ner. Now again, I'm clearing, is there Bedika with Ner and Bracha and Petitim and all the knaches of Bedika? But I'm clearing it separately on Abayas Din. What's Abayas Din? Lamed Yoim with Daite Lachzor, and I'm separately clearing it on Rav's two other dinim. A fascinating diyek. There's a shayla in the Rishonim that makes Shechiyonu by Bir Chametz. The Torah brings a whole shayla about it. L'halach l'mais, we don't make a Shechiyonu, and they say maybe the Shechiyonu we'll make by the Leila Seder goes on it. This little kind of terutzim. The Torah brings a pshat from the Itter. The Itter says, you know why you don't make a Shechiyonu on the mitzvah of Bdikas and Bir Chametz? He says, make a Shechiyonu. The mitzvah of Bedika and Bir Chametz is a gan siyar. If it's a day delachzer, afilim Rosh Hashanah nami. So it's a whole year. It's not special. There's nothing unique about Shechiyonu. We do Bedika and Bir all the time. I know a guy that does Bedika and Simchas Torah, yeah? Frek Devel, L'chayra, B'pashtus, except for the grace of Chedushim I'm saying over here. The Bedika of day delachzer is not the din of Bedika's Chametz. It's a technicality. To say that that's a proba that you're not going to make a Shechiyonu by early a Dalit because...
That guy comes back early in Dallas.
Yeah.
After his Bedika.
He can't. He's going to Shver. He's coming Chalamoy.
Hope he ended up showing up. Mm. Does he now go and make a bracha, or was he Yetzes Mitzvah 6 months ago?
Right. Do you make a bracha more than once? Someone that does Bedika, he has a huge house, and he does Bedika, he starts 4 nights before. He makes a bracha every single night. I would an Eretz guy, a few hours each night. We'll see about that.
Now, I want... About what? If it's going to be... I hope not.
L'kuli alma bein la'abaya bein l'rava. Let's get to the lumdus of the sukkah. L'kuli alma bein l'rava bein la'abaya. Something dramatic happens on Tesvav Adar. If it's before Tesvav Adar, you're not mechayiv. Suddenly Tesvav Adar, it latches into a new mechayiv. Again, la'abaya only with the tziruf of daiti lach. So l'rava even without. And separately, l'rava, there's another din, a daiti lach zor dikadin. Rabbis, I have a serious question. Why do we do Bedikas Chametz on early Yadalit when a guy's normal in a regular house without Cheshbonis? It's early Yadalit and he's daitoy to be here and it's in the house that he's planning to stay for Pesach. By coincidence, a weird situation, it's the same house he lives in Alamecht for Nagan Siyar. Yeah? So when he's doing the Bedika on early Yadalit, why is he doing Bedika? Machlekes Rashi Toysis, let's get this thing rolling. According to Rashi, Shalayavra Babal Yura Ba Yamotzi, you could do Bittel, we're worried there's a flaw in the Bittel. According to Toysis, why are you doing Bedika? Simple question. These three bedikas,
Abaye's bedika of Toich Lamed with Daite Lachsa. And separately, Rava's bedika of Toich Lamed without Daite Lachsa. And separately, Rava's bedika of Daite Lachsa, even though it's not 30 days. Is it lined up that Rashi through and through is going to say it's because of Baal Yirah, and Tosis through and through is going to say Shem Yav Lachlai? Or what? What is it? Shem Yav Lachlai or Baal Yirah? I can't answer. Oh, so let's do it. Thank you. So let's do it with each case. Abaye, like Abaye, what can the bedika be else? You have a Daite Lachzar, Lachari can have both. Rava's Daite Lachzar. You know what? Let's get to what you know I really want to get to. Rava's Toich Lamed without Daite Lachzar. Toich Lamed, not Daite Lachzar. He's leaving the house on Tezayin Adar. He's not coming back for 5 years. There's no Shem Yavid Achla. So what, yeah? Baal Yirah, but I thought you said we're talking that you did Bittul. Hare, if you didn't do Bittul, then what's it called? And now I want to get to the main cache of the Lom Damask. Something unique happens on Tezayin Adar. I have a question. A guy, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, if he would have left his house already a week ago, he would have had to do a Bedika. Now he rents his house out. He rents it out. I hope this sounds familiar. Soicher Umaskir. He rents it out on Hey Nisan. Who has to do the Bedika? The Soicher. He rents it out on Yud Nisan. Who has to do the Bedika? The Soicher. He rents it out on Yud Gimel Nisan. Who has to do the Bedika? The Soicher. He rents it out on Yud Dalit. If it's already the night, the middle of the night, the whole Soicher, the middle of the night, the morning, this, with the keys, the whole thing, then it switches over to the Masker. Stay though, that early Yudalit, this man of Bedika, that's where we define, that's when, oh, you were already high, if you can't cop out and give it to the Seifer. I thought there's a 30-day thing. The din should be, Bein Labaya, Bein Larava. Bein Labaya, Bein Larava. I thought there's a 30-day factor over here. If you rent your house out within 30 days, it should be that the Masker is already high. The Masker was already high. Had he left, he would have been high. I'm asking a basic question. Mean, what?
Wouldn't there be one din of protecting yourself from having comments in your house of 30 days before, make sure that doesn't happen. And then there's a second din of an actual chiv, bedika, of a mitzvah, bracha, to Hashem, lekinim,
alavet. If there's a bracha, but it's a machlaikas, you don't have to give the whole bracha, but
without the bracha. I
mean, no, but that's my clear. If there was bracha even on the 30 days. Excellent. I'm going to say the same thing, but I want to use the Gavra Chefza word, which I was waiting for you to hear. When it's within 30 days, the house is already chayiv in bedika. The house is already chayiv in bedika. And if you want to walk out of that house on Tezayin Adar, I don't care if you're not coming back for 5 years. Like Rava. And like Abaye Chach, when you're coming back, there's a Mechayiv. But it's a Mechayiv on the house. You rent it out, okay, so now he's in the house. Early Yudalit, what happens dramatically at 7 p.m., if you didn't give the keys over to the Soicher, the Chiv already now, it became personal. It became a Mechayiv on the Gavra himself. Then, Avada, even if he rents it out to someone else, we say, Heretu, you're already Mechayiv. Now, what if he doesn't? He's not there? Is the Soicher allowed to assume that he did it or not? I hope this sounds familiar. Daf Dalit, Cheskel Seipotik, not. This thing's the Chazer. But that's the setup of the Sugya. Someone rents his house out from Rosh Chodesh Nisan until Yud Ches Nisan. The Masker himself wants to come back Chol HaMoed for the rest of the Yontif. Who does the Bedika? It was within 30 days. It was within 30 days. And now, I don't know if we, did we put the Bir Halacha? Wow. Someone is going on a trip, a shayara. The Olam has to happen. In the times of the Gemara here, shayara meant it could be a trip for months. A person went on a trip. Let's talk first about Abaye. He left, watch this, Tezayin Adar, and he's planning to come back Pesach. The truth is, even like Rava, he left Rosh Hashanah. But he's planning to come back. And again, the third connection, like Rava, he left Tezayin Adar. He's not planning to come back, but it was already Tezayin Adar when he walked out. And he closed the door. He has chametz yedua in his house. He knows the vadois that he has chametz. Does he have to go back and destroy it? And how far reaching is it that he has to go into it? Because, you know, let's say there's a guy that has a lot of houses. You have to check all the houses. There's one house. Let's go back to my guy over here. He has a house. He lives in this house in Tammuz. What did you call it? I forgot. The one, the Thomas house. Av, actually. But he's there from Thomas to Thomas. He's not Mechayiv in Bedika. Now, If it's within 30 days, he's going there. Now, I told you, when he's doing his road trip, one option is that when he's doing the road trip, they decided to stay there overnight. Another option, they went in just for 20 minutes to have a kashal of Pesach snack. I'm going even more, because he went in for a minute just to pick up a tennis racket. But he's in there. He's mechuyev now. He's a toich lamidnik. So there's a mahalo to say, no, that when you close up your house, when you close up your house and you're not planning to come back, ain't daiti lachzar, so that house is off. Is off the premises. Now, a lot of times when they bring this shaila, the shaila becomes that you know. Okay, so the bungalow, forget about it. I'm not going near there. The bir halacha starts handling. It depends how much of a tirch it is. In the nowadays with planes, trains, and faster ways of doing things, I don't know if the rules are the same of what's considered that it's still b'chadei tircha. A guy, he owns two apartments in the same building. On Pesach, he moves in from the 12th floor, he moves into the 18th floor. He's closing up his 12th floor. He has the other, the Pesach apartment. He's closing up. He's leaving there 30 days before. He's not coming back. But it's right there. It's right there. It's just downstairs. Take an elevator. What?
Are they making a difference?
Shemi Yavah? Yes, Shemi Yavah. I'm going to Shemi Yavah. Now.
As if you have comments by your friend. Comments by a guy that lives next door to you that your friends are over.
Okay, it's a similar child. Okay, but let's go. Okay, excellent. Okay. Halacha l'maisa avada, we do not make a bracha on beer chametz, only on Arl Yudalid. We don't make a bracha on Vedikas chametz when it's toich lamed, even in, we don't pass like Abaya, but even in the double Abaya case, Rabbah argues, but even in Abaya, which Rabbah certainly agrees to Abaya, yeah? Even in the Abaya double case, that it's also toich lamed and it's also Daki Lachzar, you do not make a bracha. But Danu HaPoiskim, why not? And I'll go to a really extreme case. The guy's doing a Bedika early at Gimel, it's one night earlier. I told you, there are people that do Bedika for a few nights in a row if they don't have enough time. It's brought down, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, you don't make a bracha even on early at Gimel. The Gra says, in the Bir HaGra, the reason why you don't make a bracha early at Gimel is because, what's the bracha? Al Bir Chametz. What does Bir Chametz mean? What? Destroying it. When you're doing the Bedika early at Gimel, you're destroying it. When you're doing the bracha early at Gimel, you're going to still eat it. Let's say you're doing the bracha 30 days before, or even when it's close, a few days before. And Mechorda, why do you make the bracha of destroying the chametz? We're not doing that till the next day. The Teretz says it's a process. No, you don't have to be machmer after the bedikah to say not to talk until you get to the sreifa. But when you're making the beer chametz, what? You can eat chametz even avada. But when you do, yes, you can eat chametz. You can eat chametz later that night. You can eat chametz in the morning. You can eat chametz in the morning. But when you're making the bracha chotan early yedalid, it's a process that you're headed in. You're going to be burning the chametz. Doing a bedikah or beer when it's before, when it's prior, when it's your gimel, or even prior to that, that's not. You're not making up beer chametz. That's what the Gra says. The Kolbe says something else. He says it's not the Ikar Takana. The Ikar Takana of Chazal was early Adalid only. The Ikar Takana was early Adalid only. Anything before these 30-day things, Sai Abaya's 30-day thing and Sai Rava's 30-day thing is not the Ikar Takana. And since it's not Ikar Takana, you don't need to make a bracha. Yeah. I heard a chiddush. Bishlam, if a guy does bedika, you know, a bracha is leading Rosh Chodesh this, and it's 2 weeks before, you don't make a bracha. But you do a bedika. Do you do a bedika the night before Dafka, or you can do it in the afternoon also? Are you supposed to do the Oran Erev? Bracha not. But is the bedika preferably supposed to be done at night? More than that, when it's early at Gimel, if someone it's mamish, it's really close, it's early at Gimel, could be that's already within the realm. That you should make a.
Mishnah verse says the reason is because that way you'll get to the crevices. So the crevices are
going to
exist anytime.
Good aura. Now, the other chalik. The Gemara brought a factor called Daitoi Lachzor. Where did Daitoi Lachzor come in? Now, again, every shlav in the sugi you have to do Abaya and Rav Sefer. In Abaya, Daitoi Lachzor was part of its siruf. That toich lamed b'tzir of daiti lachzor was a mechayev, and then we said you can clear is the bedikah because of shemi avilachli or bal yiro or both. Rava argued and had a different daiti lachzor. B'li keshet to the lamed yoyim Rosh Hashanah chaf zayin nisan the year before, but you're planning to come back, and now it's a huge machlokes rishonim. Some rishonim learned that Shulchan Aruch itself and Taf Lamed Vav brings 2 days before the Marmakayim. Some rishonim say it's only if he's planning to come back on Pesach. He's coming back Chol HaMoed. But if you're planning to come back before Pesach, you're planning to come back before Pesach, lo nivoy lo rava that you're leaving 4 months before. Even let Abaye, you left 20 days ago before Pesach only, but you're planning to come back before, no reason to do a bedikah. Mefurish in the Paiskim, as long as you're planning to come back even on your Yudalit. Question, your Yudalit, you're going to lose out on the bedikah of Laila. Is that a factor? And then, the other day, which is in Makar from a Yerushalmi and the Rambam, is that we're worried a person is going to miscalculate. He thinks he's coming back before Pesach, he might miscalculate. And like you said, people come later. They don't come earlier by accident. How later does a person come? I think it's a Pashtazach, Balabatish. It depends how long the trip is. A 4 month trip might have like even a 5 day deviation. A guy that's going on a trip for only 10 days is not going to be off by 5 days, he'll be by 2 hours. It's all relative to what kind of trip we're talking about. A guy that's leaving Rosh Hashanah for a 5 month trip, he has Cheshbonos, he might, and he's planning to come back Yud Beis Nisan, hey, you might get back Yud Zayin Nisan. Again, I'm not giving you the rules. Kefid HaSeichel, ask your Rav, what's the Cheshbon of that, you're going to make the mistake in the Daiti Lachzor proportionally to how long the trip is. But b'cholifin, like those rishonim, and that's talking the machlekes, what daiti lachzor means. Is it that he's planning to come back on Pesach? That's one day in Shulchan Aruch, and only then do you need bedika? Like Abai, when it's Toich Laman, and like Rova, how we paskin even when it's not Toich Laman? Well, no. The other issue is, no, even a daiti lachzor koyde. But upon him, when it's daiti lachzor afterwards, and as we said, a guy doesn't accidentally come back early, so then, like Abai, you never mechoyif to do bedika, and like Rova, chach, when it's within Laman. And I want to go back to this question now. How do you walk out of that house? How do you walk out of that house? And on all accounts, in Abai, it's the most extreme way to ask the kasha. Again, it's Yud Gimel Adar, and you're coming back Sakakol a few days after Pesach. How do you walk out of here without, like, but this chametz? Like Rava, even more extreme. But still, how do you allow yourself to walk out of there without the chametz? So, some Rishonim say, we're talking about that you did Bittul. But the problem is, Rashi still sue the sugya of Mapoilis. Now, Rashi still sued the sugya of Mapoilis in the second case of Oitzer, but Lucher, it's the same thing. They want to say, you close up your house, and that's Mapoilis. Now, there's a big misconception about Mapoilis. I want to just set this up. Rashi says, Oitzer shit nisham fuva tachteh chametz, v'amina lakaman chametz shenafal Mapoilis, hareyu kimavur. And for a minute, let's look at this Gemara of Mapoilis, a fascinating idea what's going on over here. Chametz shenafal olav Mapoilis, hareyu kimavur. A Mapoilis means there's three tfachim of an avalanche, yet it fell on it. What about snow? I don't know. Amar Rav Chisda, v'tzorich sheyibatel b'liboy. Rav Chisda says, avada mapoilis doesn't work unless you do bittul. If you didn't do bittul, then there's nothing to talk about. Rashi says, amabel dekazach. Rashi says, why do you have to do bittul? Shema yifakeach hagal b'moyiv v'nimtza oivar alav. Maybe the gal will suddenly be in his gale. Rabbeinu Peretz is Medaikas Rashi. Rabbeinu Peretz on Laman Aleph. A fascinating Zach. According to Rashi, a chametz shenafal olav mapoilis, you don't have to do bittul. You're 100% aware that this chametz underneath. There's three tfachim, kefi the rules of what mapoilis is. It's chametz that's an eni benimtza. You have no access to that chametz. That chametz is off your limits. There's no bal yirah. There's no tashbisu. There's no bal yimotzei. I'll be yeshivish. I don't think there's loisishchat, even if it's in Yerushalayim. It's off. And you don't need bittul. When Rav Chisda came and said, it's bittul, it's a totally new chashash. What if Grad on Yom Tov, it's going to suddenly get revealed? What do you do then? Back up with a bittul. But Azoy, otherwise, Mapoilis doesn't need bittul. The same thing, Beisai Oitzar. You're loading up the room there? I don't care if there's chametz on the bottom. It's a Mapoilis. Rabbeinu Peretz, B'Shem Mahari, Rabbeinu Menachem Yuni, he argues. He says, Omer Rav Chisda, he says like this, he says, Avada, you need bittul by Mapoilis. That's basics. If you don't do bittul, you're dealing with chametz d'arayis. Avada, you did bittul. Of a vitzorach shiyavatel b'libi is another halacha. Make sure, besides that you did bittul, that you're really not planning to remove this mapoilis. Like, make a hachlota that you're leaving it here. What? It's a big shiloh, because according to many Rishonim, mapoilis is only if it happened by itself. You're not allowed to do it, right? They ask, what about yochel yatman? What's the difference between yochel yatman and mapoilis? So they say, mapoilis is only if it happened by itself. More than that, you know, there's a fascinating idea. This is for the tzionim over here. Back on Hey Amid Beis, by Yochel Yatmin, Rashi said, Yochel Nilmoid mi Mikrazeh, She Yatmin es Shaloi, biyudalid shelo yirenu v'dayi. So some say it's yatmin shelo biyudalid on yudalid nisan. Some say it's no yatmin biyad, meaning cover it with your hands, get involved. And the truth is, they changed the girsa to yochel yatmin shelo kedei shelo yirenu. Three options. It's either yochel yatmin shelo kedei shelo yirenu, yochel yatmin shelo biyudalid, yochel yatmin shelo biyad. Because that's a shayla. Are you allowed to head you be matmin? So let me tell you like this. A guy has a room. He wants to turn it into a storage room. He didn't check if there's chametz on the bottom. Maybe there is. Maybe he even knows that there's chametz. That's a great question. And again, can he do bittul or not? He's filling it up with, as an oitzer, he's filling it up with toys. He's planning to have a major Chol Hamoed Pesach extravaganza. Yeah? He's filling it up with the toys. He's planning Chol Hamoed to make a... Someone's coming to the thing. He's planning to make a Chol Hamoed program. That's Daat Lachzor. It's Chol Hamoed. He filled it up in Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Chodesh Nisan, he decided that he's not making the Pesach program. It's not happening. He's saving it for the summer program. He made a Hachlata within 30 days. Meaning, originally when he made this oitzar, let me just get the case. Originally when he made this oitzar, it was daite lachza, but it wasn't toich lamed. And now, when it came toich lamed, tesvav adar, he still was planning for daite lachza. But now it's Rosh Chodesh Nisan, but now he wants to switch it. I mean, you could have the same thing with a shiur, that a guy suddenly decides he's not coming back. You're right, I could do that also, but I'm Diber Behoiv over here. He decided to switch the
Toichlamed,
Toichlamed. I'm clowning both. Amazon, I'm clowning both. On Rosh Hashanah, he filled up the Oitzar with the toys, planning to be Daiti Lachzor to take it out on Chol Hamoed Pesach. And I'm separately clowning. What about if on Rosh Chodesh Adar he decided to switch? And then even more, I want to be bigger. What if even on Rosh Chodesh Nisan he suddenly decides to switch? Is it Mechayiv him to do? Now you have to cheshbon on a few things. You have to cheshbon if you handle Asma Poilas. But don't forget, if you want to handle Asma Poilas, we have a Machlaikis Marsha. Rashi still Asma Poilas with the Marsha. We have Machlaikis, we have the Machlaikis Rashi and Rebbeinu Peretz. Is Machlaikis with Bittul or without Bittul? And that's also one factor. And the other factor is you have to cheshbon if we're talking about Toich Lamed or not Toich Lamed. Be'ezer Hashem, tomorrow we're going to go all the way down to the bottom of Avim and Beit. Meaning we have a lot to do. We're starting to...
That last case, it's clear. Every Italian, meaning, is there a din when he's leaving that house? Like Rebbe said in the story, when he's leaving that mafalas or whatever, so he's saying, I'm going to be back on Pesach. So right now I am a chiyuv? Or is it that the chiyuv starts?
I'm not sure. That's part of the plan.